Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
I believe that if we lower the standards for what it takes to become a doctor.
You're saying if we lower the standards, yes. But do you believe people are dying because the standards are being lowered?
I don't
or have
think that lowered. Is yet an issue, but it could become an issue.
Okay. But the actual evidence in history shows the exact opposite if you look at how minorities are treated by the medical system. Most doctors now are white. And there are lots of mistakes in medicine. So you're saying that my doctors have bad medical care? I'm trying to understand your logic here when it comes to DEI, because there's no actual evidence of what you're saying.
No, I said, so if the standards, like let's say, I think that particular thing was referring to surgeons. Let's say a surgeon is asked to, a surgeon in training is asked to do a series of operations under the supervision of a senior surgeon, and they get a bunch of those operations wrong. If that happens, and if they are still approved to be a surgeon, the probability that someone will die, I think, at some point is high.
Okay, I understand that, but that's a hypothetical. That doesn't mean it's happening.
I didn't say it's happening.
You didn't say it was happening.
I said it will. I said if we lower standards, people will die.
But why respond to something or put something out there that has not happened? Because I could say,
I don't want it to happen. I think we don't want to lower standards.
Okay, if you look at the history of the medical industry, especially when it comes to black Americans, it shows the exact opposite. If you look at the Tuskegee experiment and on, only 5% of doctors in America are black. All of them are white. So are you saying that if the majority of doctors are white, are you saying that, and there are still these inequities, right? And there are still mistakes. Are you blaming DEI for that?
No, I'm very basically saying that if we lower standards for what it takes to become a board certified surgeon or, an oncologist or something where the kind of disease we're talking about, if you make a mistake, causes someone to die, then the more people will die than if we don't lower the standards. Therefore, we should not lower the standards.
But why do you think they're lowering the standards for minority doctors or women doctors or...
That's what that article suggested, yes.
I got to tell you, it must be very difficult, and I mean very difficult, to talk to somebody that stupid. I can't imagine how frustrated Elon Musk must have been sitting there answering the same question, and Don Lemon looking for any way humanly possible to try to defend his thought on the situation, and there's just no way. It must be very difficult to talk to somebody that stupid. That's why I don't waste time with people like that. If you are like that, believe me, our conversation is going to be very short. I will talk to you for a brief second, tell you have a blessed day, and be done, because I cannot sit there. I'm just not designed that way to answer the same stupid question repeatedly and explain it in every which direction possible, what I'm trying to say to you. If you don't get it the first time, that's fine. Maybe I didn't explain myself clear enough. I'll explain it one more time. If you don't get it the second time after I've reworded and explained it again, and you just want to argue your point that you only see it your way and that anything I'm saying is wrong, I wouldn't talk to you. You're talking to a guy who's pretty much a genius. Don Lemon showed up to a battle of the wits unarmed. I can tell you that much. That interview was pitiful. Absolutely pitiful. I see why Elon Musk didn't want nothing to do with him after that. Not to mention Don Lemon got really personal with him and started asking him about drug use and all kinds of stuff and why he has certain prescriptions. And that's none of his damn business. It's none of Don Lemon's business what prescriptions this guy has. If he has a prescription, that's his own personal medical stuff there. You know, HIPAA law, he can do whatever he wants to do. That's his life, his gig. But man, it must have been hard. And DEI is a problem. I'm going to tell you why DEI is a problem. Fostering diversity and inclusion, okay, is a process by which they consider each applicant individually to determine how they might contribute to the learning environment and the workforce instead of relying on test scores and grades alone. I don't know about you, and I would say I'm fairly positive that you feel the same way I do. But I don't know. I want the best of the best. If something has happened to me, if I have anything that I have to fight, if I have a medical condition that I need to be treated or and attacked, I want the best. I don't care who walks into the room. But I don't want them if they were solely chosen because of their skin color or they were chosen because of their background. I don't want that. I want the best of the best. And Don Lemon saying that most doctors nowadays are white, I don't know where the hell he's living, okay? Because when I go to doctors, I get doctors, all kinds of doctors, okay? All kinds of doctors. Very popular, maybe it's just a South Florida thing, but very popular. There are a lot of Asian and doctors down here. Indian doctors, Asian doctors. Very, very popular down here, okay? And chances are, if you're going to any type of a specialist, generally you're not going to see a white person. I'm going to tell you that right now. Generally, you're going to see an Asian or an Indian doctor. And again, as long as they are the best of the best, and the people that I have been to for the problems that I have been excellent. So I know they're the best. So that's why I'm happy to go to them. I could care less who the person is. But if we're going to start dumbing things down, just like Elon Musk was saying, and we're going to pick you solely because, you know, there's a disparity, there's only a certain percentage of black and Latino and this and that, we need to bring that up. Damn the grades, damn the test scores, damn the training. We're going to just bring it up just so that it looks better. No, I really won't see a doctor then. And then I'm getting a raw deal then because I'm getting somebody that doesn't know what the hell they're doing. And what are they doing then? Experimenting on me or telling me the wrong thing to do and they're going to kill me? I agree with Elon Musk. People are going to die. And the only thing that I would say that me and Elon Musk disagree on, it would be that it's not just surgeons. You know, your general care, a doctor that's just doing general care on you. Not being the best and not truly understanding conditions and have been through the years of training that they go through to understand, and they look and they can see things and there are telltale signs to what your problem may or may not be. And so they know if you have this type of a problem, this is probably the best treatment for you. And we're going to try that. If they screw something like that up, they can kill you as well. Giving you the wrong medication, over-medicating you, it's going to be a disaster. It's going to be a disaster. But yet, yeah, they're going to push forward with it one way or the other because DEI is, it's just so important. DEI is trash. That's how important it is. It should be out in the trash. It literally means nothing. That DEI makes things unbalanced and unfair. I got to be honest with you. The people that work hard, I don't care. Again, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're white, if you're black. I don't care what you are. And those people that are working hard to get their degrees and they have earned it because they are educated and they did all the courses and they spent years upon years educating themselves in it. Those people are the ones that are going to get hurt by this the most because those are the people that should have the jobs and they're going to lose these jobs out to other people just because we're trying to reach a certain percentage of an ethnic group in that workforce. And then by extension, we're going to suffer because now you've got fools trying to tell you what to do medically and that's going to go real, real well. And I got to tell you again, to sit there and talk to that idiot was kudos to him. Because I would have got up and said, yeah, I got something better to do. Yeah, I'm going to go home, stare at the ceiling, and count how many needle popcorn holes are in the ceiling there. Yeah, that to me is more entertaining than sitting here and explaining to this to you 35,000 times, and then you trying to violate some of my privacy by asking me my personal medical business. Here's something else for you.
In Allentown before 4:30 this afternoon, out of luck. Several people tell Channel 11 no one was there to take their complaints, and in one case, a protection from abuse order. 11 Investigates has widely reported on staffing issues at the department leading to changes. Channel 11's Rich Pierce is outside of Zone 3 police station after finding out how this happened.
Zone 3 here already operates on limited hours. It's actually closed from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., but today it was even longer, and police tell us that could happen anytime.
If there's no one ever there, then how are you ever supposed to get any help?
This was the sign that greeted anyone coming to Zone 3 before 4:30 p.m. today. It says, quote, "This station is currently closed. Use the blue box to dial 911.
I was pretty upset because whenever you have something that you're reporting, a lot of times that it's a time-sensitive thing.
We spoke to one woman on the phone who did not want to be identified. She told us she tried filing a theft complaint this afternoon, but couldn't.
Do you think there's an expectation that somebody is there to speak to?
Definitely.
Sources also tell 11 Investigates one woman showed up to drop off a protection from abuse order, but there was no one there to take it. A supervisor did eventually respond and took care of the PFA after the woman used the call box. We did reach out to Pittsburgh police and received this statement reading in part, quote, "Supervisors now have discretion whether to utilize a desk officer in the field for a period of time throughout the day. On this particular day, Zone 3 had a higher priority detail covering a funeral from a recent homicide where there might be potential for more violence." That statement went on to say, quote, "With the installation of the blue phones, people can always reach 911 now. Previously, if a desk officer had stepped away from the desk, that option didn't exist. The news that officers can be moved, not sitting well with people we spoke to.
They should be there all the time, at least answer complaints.
I would expect then for someone to still be at the office, maybe not even an officer, to at least field calls and let people know what's going on.
It is important to note that officers were still patrolling the area today. We have more from police with this story on WPXI.com. Reporting from outside Zone 3, Rich Pierce, Channel 11 News.
Pittsburgh. You want to see what communism looks like? You want to see what socialism looks like? This is a prime example of it right here. You have police officers that their station will be closed 4:30 p.m. After initially announcing they would close from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. You know, the wee hours of the morning like that, late in the evening, that's when usually the most bad stuff happens. But when you live in a communist world, this is what they do. The police's hands are tied. They don't have enough police officers there. The government or their local government doesn't back the police officers, so they can't do their jobs the correct way, and crime runs rampant. Pittsburgh police are no longer responding to even certain calls. They will not respond to theft, harassment, criminal mischief, or burglar alarms. So good luck with all that. This is what you get. Okay, I would like to remind everybody that Biden won that county by 20 points in 2020. Democrats, they embrace this type of behavior. Anywhere that it's a Democratic-run city, take a good look at it now. All your big cities, they are rampant with crime. That's because that is what they embrace. Democrats love crime. They love villains. That is what they do. I would say they love villains. They love real villains. They try to turn police officers into villains, and they've been doing that for years now. But the real villains out there, they love them. They want them to run rampant. They could care less. I would like to say, Pittsburgh, you guys, another election is coming up. 20 points is an awful lot. You guys ain't even close. I would hope that you see what's going on in your city, and that will make you think twice about who you vote for this time around. Because as you can see, not just federal elections, But local elections have consequences. And this is the consequence that you are now paying because of the stupid decisions that you people made in that city. My advice to anybody, stay the hell away from all of these big cities because they are war zones. You got Kathy Hochul calling up the National Guard to help protect people in the subway because they can't get it under control, because they tie the police officers' hands behind their back and limit what they can and cannot do. You don't let them do their job, so criminals know that, and criminals know that you guys are weak and you're okay with that type of behavior, and they're going to do what they do. It's like third world country stuff. These big cities, they have all fallen. I mean, Gotham City looks like a walk in the park compared to New York City, Pittsburgh, Philly, all of them. It looks like a walk in the park now. It looks like you could just stroll down like you're Willy Wonka, strolling down the street with your cane and everything in Gotham City as opposed to these towns nowadays. People, you have to wake up when you see stuff like this. You got to spread the news. You got to wait. I know that most people that are listening to me are awake. That's why you're listening. I'm not talking to you. But in general, if you just found this podcast and you're one of these people that voted for Joe Biden because he was supposed to be the nice grandpa that's going to unite everybody, which the nice grandpa that showers with his 14-year-old daughter that has a pedophile name given to him by his kids, which I can assure you, you probably earned that one. The nice one that has not brought the country together but torn it further apart. The nice one that was supposed to help the economy and bring everything back. This is what you get for voting for the nice guy rather than voting for somebody where America was working very well for you. Everything was working in your favor. You just didn't like it. Maybe the guy's a little too honest, a little too open, and he sent out all those mean tweets every day. So if I was you, I would vote accordingly this time because I don't think you want another 4 years of this. I don't think you could make it through another 4 years of this, to be perfectly honest with you. And I don't mean financially. In those cities, I'm talking about you living. I'm talking about your heart beating for another 4 years of Joe Biden and all these sick individuals that are just destroying all these big cities. Yeah, I don't think you want that. So make sure, don't be dumb this time. Make sure you vote accordingly and vote for the Orange Man.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.